This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour. On the March 14th Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Tuesday morning. How do you do? I hope you're doing well. Jay Kirshner and I are doing well. Here to pass along the stories, the information, the things that matter most. I guess it's kind of, as I analyze it, the news that we talk about matters, and we kind of talk about why it matters. Okay, here's how it matters, and then why it matters. And one of the things that I think is important that's being discussed today that I would put, frankly, in the good news category, Jay, is a ban on e-cigarette advertising that run on the radio, or at least the tobacco ads have been prohibited on radio for 50 years. But advertising for these e-cigarettes and other vaping-related products have made their way onto the airwaves. And I know a lot of people who are, you know, budgets are tight and we need to advertise. We need to get as much money in as we can. But at what expense? In this circumstances, it's proven that these things are bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's irresponsible in my mind for radio stations to run these products. You can run them. I would take, maybe if somebody came, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had any of these ads on this program.
I think a lot of people can pick, too, because a station I used to work for, they refused. They would get these ads come through, and they would just kick them out. They absolutely refused to air them on their airwaves, and good for them. Good for you for choosing not to, too.
Well, there has been, one of the things they've looked at here is the deductibility, because advertising is a business expense and has been deductible, and there have been moves afoot in Congress to change that, not just for radio, but for advertising in general. People who have businesses that advertise, it's a business expense, therefore it is tax deductible. Well, some of these goons in Congress who are so bloodthirsty to get all the money that they can from every source they can, so they can waste it, fritter away, spend it on things. If you look at that $6 trillion outrage that Biden presented last week as a budget, good God. So they want to extract as much money as they can, from every source they can. So here comes a proposal to end the tax deduction on the e-cigarette advertising that runs on the radio. Yep, I'm for that, frankly, and you all ought to be for it as well, because there's nothing good that comes from these things.
No, and
nothing.
I think a lot of people will use it as a way to quit cigarettes, thinking it's healthier, and it's not. You're just replacing one significantly harmful thing with something else, where there might not be as much secondhand smoke, even though some of these can have nicotine. But think about what is being inhaled.
Yep.
It is a liquid. It is like a thick liquid that willingly just inhaling into the lungs that sticks there. It's very harmful.
Yep. All right, here's another interesting story. This is kind of like Spider-Man in person. A man hailed as a hero, climbing the side of a building pretty easily as if he were Spider-Man to rescue a youngster that had fallen out of a building. This is a middle-aged man videotaped scaling a pipe to reach the second floor ledge of a building where a child was crying, having fallen out of a window.
Yeah, was stuck on that ledge. Thankfully, the child didn't fall fully, but, that terrified.
Put yourself in that position. All right, some good news when it comes to this whole business of bank problems and what is going on. Is there going to be a whole series of bank collapses like there were all the problems we had in 2009, 2010? The answer to that question is no, definitively no. But I thought there were some other things. If you want to look on the bright side of this, people are worried about their money, and people who had money in those two banks that have collapsed or been taken over, they didn't collapse, they just were taken over because of things that weren't being watched. Problem with this is one bank, not the federal government, and I know this because my I have a good friend who's president of the little local bank that I use, and we talk about this all the time. He's had to hire 6 people who are compliance officers to make sure the bank is doing what the federal regulators want. And the federal regulators come into the bank every 4 months, and they spend a week going through the books to make sure there aren't any bad loans, to make sure that they are loaning in accordance with whatever the federal guidelines are, that sort of thing. There is, you know, more rules than regulations are what's necessary. Kind of like a lot of other things. Enforce what's there. In some sectors, because they have different segments of the country, the Federal Reserve System has different areas of the country, and that's why they have different directors of the Fed. Well, the banks are regulated in different quadrants of the country, so there's, you know, a set of people that take care of the West Coast, a set of people that take care of Upper Midwest, the South, and you got it. Anyway, apparently, the regulators were not doing a good job of watching these banks, and thus Silicon Valley Bank collapses. Okay, so it rattled markets, but the average 30-year mortgage rate dropped, according to the latest Mortgage News Daily quote that I'm looking at. It went down 0.25 point since Friday. Actually, a little more than that if you look at what's going on this morning. The rate tracks on the 10-year Treasury yield. Am I getting too deep into the weeds? I think basically what I'm saying here is this could be the beginning of strengthening the housing market or money available for the housing market, because one of the things that most people are saying in our country is we don't have enough housing. We don't have places for people to live, all the people that are here. Thus, one of the problems with the homeless, but that's, you know, there's a different set of pressures.
It also depends where
there.
You are, too. If you're in a depressed market, there are not a lot of people are moving to that vicinity, and homes are coming on the market and staying available for quite some time. And then you have other places like Nashville, where we moved away from, that it is. There are a lot of people coming in from L.A. who have cash because they can get so much more for their money than they could in L.A., and there's just not enough houses there for everybody who's trying to come and move there and work there. Yeah.
So this is good for people who are trying or need to refi, who are people who are looking for money. As you said, there have been price-strained home buyers who haven't been able to afford because the rate is higher. Now the rates are going down. Be interesting to see where this goes over the course of the next week or two, how mortgage rates go down. I just think it's don't worry. A half point drop in rates could give you, that gives you another 5% on your purchasing power, basically speaking. You see affordability improving. And I was talking to a real estate guy involved with the project that I'm involved in here, and they saw over the weekend. Isn't that amazing how quickly, some people say, oh, my God, this is horrible. And others will say, hey, this is a great opportunity. Let's go back into the market. So granted, a 6% mortgage is not a 3% mortgage, which is what many of you had access to a year ago. Remember all the ads that were on the radio? Buy, buy, buy. Look at these rates, refinance, all that stuff. And that all dried up, but now somebody will come back. I think that if you look at the mortgage rates, if you're depending on your age, there's a lot of age discrimination now in mortgaging as well. If you're older, there are a lot of banks who don't want to loan you the money. So that's another problem that has to be addressed. So it's not all a horror show. People in the news. Marianne Williamson. Remember her? She's a self-help sort. She's an author. She has decided she's throwing her hat in the ring to challenge Joe Biden. She's 70. She ran last time around. She's written a number of books for those of you. I know that name you're saying to yourself. Why do I know that name? She didn't get a lot of traction with voters because she was made out to be a cucamonga. But she really isn't. She's quite smart. She did a radio program for a while. But she does have unconventional thinking and unconventional lifestyle. During the Democratic debate, she got attention. She was asked what her first action as president would be, and she said, "My first call was to the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who said that her goal is to make New Zealand the place where it's the best place in the world for a child to grow up." And the idea was here to learn from this person so that the United States would be the best place in the world for a child to grow up. Well, you didn't get that whole story. You only got half of it. That is, you're going to call the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Okay, so why would you do that? Why would that be, you know, she said also the best way to beat Trump was by channeling love.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was the Harness Love Initiative.
Yeah, and I think that's, frankly, a pretty good idea. We could use some more of that, frankly, in politics and elsewhere. She came from Houston originally. She and Oprah Winfrey were close friends. Oprah had her on her program all the time, talking about some of the books and her philosophy, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, Mitch McConnell, discharged from the hospital, another person in the news. He had a rib fracture and a bit of a concussion after he fell down during a dinner event. At the advice of his physician, he says the next period will be physical therapy at an inpatient rehab facility. That means he was hurt more than some people. Yeah.
Well, it seemed like at first it was just a minor concussion, and they were admitting him to the hospital as a precaution. And now it's like, no, he's going to pretty much remain in kind of like a supervised setting while he still continues to recover.
Yeah, I think there was more going on here than what people are being told. You don't go into therapy like that if you are, you know, just had a slight concussion or, you know, the ribs
fracture,
and stuff.
Something
else going on there, I think, yep. All right, well, you wish him well, no matter whether you like him politically or not. You wish anybody who's having a tough time, I think I do anyway, wish him well. It's 18 after on the Good Day program.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new face. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Yeah. If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Adam Levine and Maroon 5.
I don't know whether I like them or I don't like them.
They're okay.
Unsure. Depends excited. On the song. Yeah. Depends
right.
on the day.
Yeah. So the reason we're playing Adam Levine here is because he's been talking about his pal Blake Shelton leaving The Voice. With comments like, it's about time. That's a very loving thing to say. About time. Well, they are friends, though, right?
Adam yeah, Levine yeah, they pick at each other. That was when they were both coaches on The Voice, that was one of the things. They had this bro bond, and they'd always pick on each other in a joking and loving way. And every now and then, I think it was Adam Levine who would get up from his chair and go, like, snuggle up to Blake. And it was, a lot of people really liked their dynamic. And Blake had announced in October that the season 23 would be his last. It's time to step away. And he is the last, Blake Shelton's the last remaining original judge.
Right.
Yeah, and so Adam Levine only left a few years ago. No, he exited in 16. I guess we are now in 2023, yeah. So it was a little bit ago. And he said, yeah, Blake, it's about time. Go do something else.
Was Carson Daly on the show from the very beginning?
He was.
Well? Yeah. So apparently they become good friends. So what's the scoop with Gwen Stefani? His wife, right? They married, and they, is it not, was it too much competition or was uncomfortable? I read that somewhere. The reason he was leaving is because he was a little, they were having too much conflict.
She had a hard time, which a lot of coaches have said they have a hard time with, because they're coaching these incredibly talented people. They fall in love with these people. They kind of become like their children, mm-hmm. in a sense. And then some of the rounds, they have to pit their teammates against each other and then pick which one stays, and that can be very difficult. Right. A lot of coaches have said that they have a hard time with that, and it's just very, it's very stressful and emotionally taxing, and that's mm-hmm. why there has been relatively a revolving chairs in a sense, where people come in and they leave.
Yep. All right, in a moment, did you know what the FBI is doing with your private messages? That info coming up after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
For those of you who had, we've talked a lot about when it comes to social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and what's going on with the Chinese on TikTok. Well, the FBI apparently is reading private Facebook messages. The folks at Facebook have been handing over to the FBI private messages between users and those people who are deemed to be anti-government. So is this the right thing for Facebook?
The conspiracy theorists of like Big Brother's always watching. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, right. So we talk about the Chinese and we don't like the fact that they're trying to study our habits by using TikTok as a means into our lives. And I get that. But how is this any different under the circumstances? Is it about censorship? Is it about free speech? You know, this is something that I think has to be discussed in more ways than we are discussing it, because I think there's more than one way to skin a cat here under the circumstances. I'm not very much a fan of this sort of thing, and you ought not to be either. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Governor Kathy Hochul is urging drivers to stay off the roads in portions of New York State that are expected to get slammed with a snowstorm today. She's also warning of widespread power outages.
This is not the light, fluffy, pretty Christmas snow. This is going to come down like a brick. And it is that weight that causes the problems.
The storm is expected to bring 8 to 18 inches to parts of the Hudson Valley and several other regions. Uber Technologies and other similar companies scored a victory with a California court ruling that preserves their independent contractor model in the state and could boost their efforts to maintain that model elsewhere. The state appeals court said that workers should continue to be treated as independent contractors under a California ballot measure known as Proposition 22. Though it asked for a clause which put restrictions on collective bargaining by workers be severed from it. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DUG. March 14th, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 34 after the hour with Jay Kirshner. Here we are looking into what's going on today. It's Pi Day, not P-I-E Day, but P-I Day. Pi is the circumference of the squares. I'm trying to remember that from geometry. March 14th. So this is a great day for youngsters to learn about pi. It's the Greek letter. It's a constant value used in math that represents the ratio. Here's where I'm going to... I sound really authoritative when I go.
Go for it.
It represents the ratio of a circumference of a circle to its diameter, which is about 3.14... 15926535 9 or whatever, close enough to 3.14 percentages. Listen,
Today is a math teacher's dream.
Today is, yeah, exactly. It's also Albert Einstein's birthday, so maybe that's why it happens. This makes a great pairing of a focus on math. National Pi Day. I'd rather be having blueberry than all these numbers, frankly, to celebrate Pi Day. The value of pi was calculated by Archimedes in Syria in 287 B.C., one of the greatest mathematicians the world has ever known. Anyway, so we have that, and so what does it do for us? It gives people who have nothing better to do than celebrate National Pi Day something to do. At 7-Eleven stores today, they're serving large pizzas for $3.14 a piece. There you go. At Boston Market, you can get a pot pie for $3.14. And at Gold Belly, I don't know, what is Gold Belly? I don't know that store.
It's an online thing where you can get different desserts.
Really? Okay. And you can get $3.14 dessert for National Pi Day. Yippee! All right, so here's some good news for people in Alaska. We have four stations up in Alaska, and I'm sure they've been celebrating. Joe Biden on Monday signed something that made the environmentalists kind of cuckoo. Apparently, he approved, through executive order or signing some whatever he had to do, this oil bonanza for Alaska, which is worth $1.6 billion. It's $3,000 for every single resident because of they have a deal in Alaska with all the oil that's piped around and all the oil that comes out of the ground. The Alaskans, you live in Alaska, you will get a check every year. And this latest thing is worth $3,000 a head to every single resident from Alaska. How about that? Is that enough to get you to move there? It wouldn't get me to move there. But
sure, the northern lights are enough to get me to move there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Can it imagine? Well, it's pretty expensive to live up there. $4 for a bunch of celery, right? $3 for a can of soda. The enormous cost of food and fuel up there, I think that's one of the reasons that this $3,000, it seems good, sounds like a great idea, sounds super on the surface, right? Maybe not, under the circumstances. Here's some good news about a woman who's found her calling, recycled 2,000 pounds of trash after setting up a drop-off point at her garden for people to leave items that garbage men don't collect. So how about that for an idea? Build a DIY recycling center. And maybe if you live in an apartment, you live in the city, you probably can't do this. But if you live in a suburban area or areas where there's a little bit of land for you, set up a recycling center. Now, we take we have a composting center at my farm, and we take in food and recycle that, and it works quite well. You know, the new pizza boxes are made to be recycled. They decompose in about a week in the compost pile.
Oh, that's
amazing. Yeah, right. And there's other things, too. The plastic, actually, it's not really plastic, but there's some sort of a thing that you put the food into, and that gets thrown into the compost pile as well. And that is gone, in like 2-3 days because the machines keep turning the compost over. It's leaves, it's grass, it's all kinds of organic material, and they put the food and stuff into it, and as they keep turning it over every day, the microbes that are in the soil and in all of this stuff get to work, and they digest all of this, and so in 4 to 6 months, you got compost. It's really cool, actually. I sent some of it out to my son to fix his lawn in California. But anyway, this is fun. So maybe there's a word, maybe there's a little bit of a helpful idea there. Okay, 40 minutes after the hour. In a moment, we're going to touch base with Uri Geller and find out what's going on in his world as the chief motivation expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So if you need motivation, stick around. Uri joins us in a moment.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib,
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients. Don't pay for water. Pay for clean.
Save $10 when you spend $30 on Tide and Downy. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent. Must buy at least one participating Tide or Dreft detergent item, plus at least one participating Downy and or Bounce scent booster, liquid fabric softener, or dryer sheets. Prepaid card by mail. Visit PGLaundryRebate.com for terms and conditions.
I don't think I ever did your show in a restroom.
No, you have never done that. All right, there you go.
It's always the first time. Always the first time.
Oh, my God. So we find Uri in the most interesting places, and he's in a restaurant, but he's not really in the restaurant. He's in the restroom so that he is quiet so that we can talk about what's going on in the world. You have a strong presence in social media. Do you like Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter best? Which one do you find to be the most useful for you?
Okay, the reason I'm in a restroom is because the coffee shop I'm having cappuccino in has very loud music, so I have to go upstairs. And this is, you know, we always have a first time. So this is our first time interviewing me inside the tiny toilet. But that's okay. There's no sound. So you know, that throughout the fashion world, going back decades, designers, famous designers always come up with crazy ideas. This is why when you see a fashion show of a famous name, whether it's Prada or Yves Saint Laurent, or you name it, or Hilfiger, you know, you see these crazy dresses on a catwalk, but you never see those dresses in the street.
Right.
So you kind of wonder, I mean, what are they doing? Are they selling this to women? I've never seen anyone wear those clothes because they like to shock. Once you shock your fashion, you know, audience with something totally crazy out of the world, you know, Paco Rabanne, who just died recently, he was the king of shock. So suddenly this morning I get this article from Days magazine. Days is huge. It's a huge fashion magazine. And there's a whole line of Ben Cutlery shoes, bags, Moschino. You know, Moschino, I mean, the Moschino in Instagram has like 12 million followers. So they have beautiful bags with bent spoons on them, very costly, very expensive. And I immediately tweeted that day's article, and you asked me what's my most powerful social media tool. I would have to say it's Twitter. You know, on Twitter, you cannot write something long, but you can put videos, short and compact messages. My highest viewing audience on social media was on Twitter, and I had over 4 million views, and the subject was UFOs. Every time I post something about UFOs, it's not 10 or 20, 30,000 views, but it's hundreds of thousands. Just shows you that the world is so ready for contact, The world is ready for a landing, a mass landing, a positive one, not an invasion. So, yeah, that's it. Twitter is my tool.
Well, so as a mentalist, you were referred to in this article as the alt-sorcerer, which I thought was kind of interesting. Alt-sorcerer Uri Geller, the pivotal figure in the cutlery scene over the last 40 years as it relates to this stuff that you're talking about, these designs. But in terms of getting people, I want to go back a little bit to what you said about shock and what motivates people to pay attention. You have been getting people's attention for 50 years. Do you think that sometimes you have, with some of the things you've done, shocked people into paying attention? Is that what it takes? I mean, I think you're an expert in communicating with people. So how much of yours is using shock waves, if you will?
Well, you know, that my longevity is built out of controversy. So when you have a controversial fashion show, it's shocking. It's mind-blowing. People argue about it. People debate. Hey, why did he do that? No, I'm not going to allow a model walk like that. So throughout my years, I think the biggest shock was that I, in a way, indirectly invented interactive television when in 1973 on the BBC, 35 million viewers, I looked into the camera and I shouted, everybody at home, go and get your spoons and bring broken watches to the TV set. This shocked people because they've never heard that before. This has never, ever been done in television land. So people rushed to the kitchen. Out of 35 million people, 15 million people grabbed spoons and brought broken watches to the TV set. That was a shock, and the reason I know it is because I'm still being stopped on the street 50 years later. Oh, Mr. Geller, I was a child. I was a little girl when you fixed my grandfather's clock. So there you go. Shock value keeps longevity and controversy rolling.
Well, I'm just looking again at this article referring to you as the self-proclaimed telepath who once warped an 11-ton spoon with grain. Now, that's the spoon that's out in front of your museum, right? Isn't that the spoon?
Yes.
There? Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And amazing. You know, it's very, from your words, because I didn't have time to read the article in days, but from your words, it's very complimentary. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But even if it wasn't complimentary, as long as they spell my name correctly, I'll always say thank you.
Well, they have a lot of detail in here about what you've done. They also, this is about you in large part. Your influence, the mind, the Cadillac that you have in your museum, it makes reference to that. The pieces, 2,000 pieces of contorted tableware that you got people, as you were just referring to a few minutes ago, all at once to sort of bring, and I've been with you when you're doing television stuff and you tell people to bring their watches or, you know, go to the washing machine and tell it to work. 1, 2, 3, work. 1, 2, 3, work.
Yes.
And it works. So it's all about the mind. And that's why
Dougie.
Yes.
This segment, in my opinion, was very powerful. Please promise me and all your directors and producers around you, send me back this segment and I'll launch it on Twitter.
You will get it in the next 10 minutes. How's that?
Fantastic. And maybe it's going to go worldwide.
All right. There it is. Thank you. Uri Geller here on the Good Day program with his usual weekly visit. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program at 53 past the hour. Time for movie moments. This is from Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. Chucker, his second favorite movie of all time. All right, what's going on here, Chucker?
Well, here's let's just start off on the right track. Actually, he played a clip from, that's the music from The Poseidon Adventure 72. I asked him to play a clip from Beyond the Poseidon Adventure 79 because today is the birthday of Michael Caine, who turns 90 years old, who was the star star of two Irwin Allen films, The Swarm in 76, and then he did Beyond the Poseidon Adventure in 1979. It's hard to believe that they did a sequel to the Poseidon Adventure 7 years after the fact, and they switched studios from 20th Century Fox. The sequel was produced by Warner Brothers. Irwin Allen took it over there. But I remember when I was a kid, Michael Caine, who I love, and really has been well-known this generation as Alfred in Chris Nolan's Batman movies. On the Merv Griffin, he asked him a question. He said, why have you done so many movies that have not been well-received? And he said, because when he was a kid, his father got cancer in England, and they didn't have money for medical help. So he said, if somebody's willing to pay me $1 million to do a movie, good, bad, or indifferent, I'm going to do it because I don't want to be in that position where we don't have money to do what I need to do in life. And I always thought that was interesting. But he's done a lot of good movies. He's done some not so good. But I am a big fan, Michael Caine, 90.
Yep, fabulous. A lot of great roles. Done a lot of great movies, action flicks, that sort of thing. He's 90 years old. God love him. Okay, the Oscars. I wasn't here yesterday to talk about the Oscars and who went and who didn't go. I watched a little of it with my son and my daughter-in-law.
I thought it was a good broadcast overall.
I
enjoyed it.
When John Travolta came out and introduced the In Memoriam segment, it was like the most important part of it was listening to Lenny Kravitz which in my mind was a waste. I mean, that isn't why I'm watching the show. I don't care about him. I want to see. And so Ann Heche isn't in. Tom Sizemore's not in. Paul Sorvino's not in. Leslie Jordan's not in. And on and on.
The list goes on.
You know what?
Dallas Stevens on the beside of Edge, you're not in.
It shows you how irrelevant this program really is. It's irrelevant. The Oscars are irrelevant.
Here's what I don't like, okay? When they did it, first of all, years ago, they used to show clips. So you knew what movie these actors or actors were, so you could relate. They post a picture of these people. I didn't even know three-quarters of them, to be honest with you.
They were behind-the-scenes people.
They don't list what movie they were involved in. So how are we supposed to have any emotional connection to what they're doing? But to leave Paul Sorvino, who is incredible, who has an Oscar under his belt, I'd leave him. Ann Heche, Tom Sizemore, Saving Private Ryan, Melinda Dillon, Close Encounters, A Christmas Story. It's pretty pathetic.
It's pathetic. And then all the people that win and all the yammering, trying, you know, at least they kept them from doing their political nonsense.
Here's the thing. The energy was good. Let's give credit where credit's due. The energy was good. The speeches were good. Brendan Fraser's speech was really good. I thought there was a lot of feel-good stories. Jimmy Kimmel was very comfortable and relaxed. There was some good jokes.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's too long, 3.5 hours. But
Robert Blake, was that appropriate? Yeah. Even though he was a no-good scumbag, he wasn't in. You wouldn't have expected.
I would have left him off.
But I don't know. Why mention it? Just move on.
The Oscar telecast viewership wise was up 12% year over year. 8.7 million people tuned in. That is compared to its heyday when it used to draw 50 million minimum. We're a long way off. It is irrelevant for the most part.
Yeah,
I mean,
it sure is.
Yep. And Tom Cruise, I don't know how accurate it is, but he didn't show up, and obviously he should have, because Top Gun was a huge movie for the industry. But there's speculation that he felt that people would, like, take shots at him or mock him. I don't know why he would feel that way. I don't know if that story is true, but he did not show up. Here's another thing, Doug. No Tom Hanks. The old school people are gone. They don't show up. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Jack Nicholson obviously has health issues.
All these useless, most of the people that were there were all, you know, gang worshippers, if you will, and I don't know, I just find it, the more we give them credibility, the less we should give them credibility. It's garbage, waste of time, and so
other than
we'll
that,
move
it's
on.
All good.
So there you go. There's my thought on the whole thing. All right, Chucker, you're my man. You're my hero.
Hey.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. These are movie moments heard every day at this time on the Good Day program. Speaking of times, 59 after the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.